Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
Bob Beeler, Bronco Focus, joining us here, Prater, in the ball game. What's going on, Bob? How you been today, bud?
Doing good. We're going to talk a little football. Kind of weird in the middle of the basketball season, but with the second signing day coming up Wednesday, had to squeeze some in.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love the football talk, and I guess I'll just start with, you know, we don't know what super seniors are going to come back or what they're going to add as far as transfers or anything to that, but I'm going to ask you to look in that Bob Beeler crystal ball, and I want you to forecast some of these position groups, Bob, and I'll start. What position group do you think will be the deepest this season for the Broncos?
You know, it's funny when thinking about that, I'm going to go totally opposite of last year. Last year, I would have had it as one of my position groups that I had the biggest question mark on. I'm going to go with the secondary, and I think it's a given that J.L. Skinner and Tyreek Jones are two guys that are going to be all-conference players at the back of the defense. You do have to replace Kala Kaniho at the nickel, but Shea Oladipo has played well at safety. So has Alexander Tubner. I know they feel pretty good about Rodney Robinson, who's played a little bit. And then the corners, quite a bit back. It appears that Caleb Biggers may be a guy coming back this year. At least they're hoping, or we're hoping. Tyreek LaBeouf was in and out of the lineup. He, you know, was hurt a little bit. Kyle Noe Kaniho played extremely well. And then a lot of people forget about Markel Reed, got hurt early in the season. He was a guy that was going to start last year at corner. So I think the secondary, when you ask me what's going to be the deepest position on this team, a position that may be, you know, significantly better than last year, certainly at this time, I got to go with the secondary, and I think the secondary is going to be very, very good.
Well, that's the good news first, and I appreciate you. You seem like a good news first kind of guy, Bobby. Let's get to the bad news. What position group in your crystal ball tells you needs the most help going into next season?
Well, I think it's linebacker. And, you know, Riley Wimpy is gone. He was a super senior last year, and there's still question of whether, you know, because they haven't released the list, whether Zeke Noah is coming back or not. And the only other guys we've really seen play linebacker are DJ Schramm and Brandon Hawkins. They recruited three linebackers in the first part of the recruiting, and it seems to me that this position right now is going to be very much up for grabs. I think that they're looking for, you know, some more production out of the linebacking spot this year. There, I think maybe they're even hoping that maybe one of the new freshmen might have a chance to get in there and maybe, you know, take some time, make some plays. But for me, looking at this team, I think it's by far the position right now that needs the most help. You lose somebody that was, you know, a sure tackler in Wimpy. That position is totally open and up for grabs. And not knowing what the deal is with Noah, I got to say linebacker for that.
Diving into Boise State football signing day next Wednesday, and we're talking Boise State football with Bob Beeler, the voice of Boise State Athletics. All right, Bob, what position group do you feel that you – I mean, first of all, I feel weird asking this question because you know everything about this football team, but I know it's early and your homework still has to be done, but what position group do you feel like you know the least about with this team?
Well, for me, it's got to be wide receiver because you look at, you know, what went out the door in Khalil Shakir. He, in my opinion, was the team MVP last year. And then Octavius Evans also announced that he is not coming back. He was a candidate to be a super senior, but he is not going to take that position. So two of the top three receivers are gone. That means you're counting on a lot of people that you're either counting on that had cameos last year or maybe are completely new. I mean, I like Steph Cobbs. Cobbs needs to stay a little healthier, but he's probably going to be your top receiver. But then, you know, Capel's played a little bit, not a lot. Billy Bowens played a little bit, not a lot. They've got a couple of freshmen coming in, so maybe some of them are going to have a chance. Maybe wide receiver is a position where maybe you look to get a grad transfer or just a transfer in general to come in. But when you lose Khalil Shakir, who was the most productive offensive player over the last two seasons, you have to say you know the least about that position because there are a lot of catches that are going to be up for grabs from Hank Bachmeier.
All right, Bob, what about the position group in this? We all know that Boise State's coming off of a five-loss season, so there's a lot of work to be done with this team right now. But what position group needs to take the biggest step?
Well, I think it's got to be the offensive line because I think the offensive line sets up so many other things. It sets up the entire offense. If you protect well, your passing game is going to be good. And if you block well, your running game is going to be very good. We don't know about Ajuku, and I think that's a question. He could come back for another year. Maybe not. You lose Jake Stets, who I thought was the most valuable lineman last year. I don't know what the status is for Farrar and Asuji. Both of them played some, not a lot. I think Dooley looks like he's a guy in the offensive line that they bounced around positions. Looks like he's going to be a good one. And then Curran was a solid starter as well. But all year, everybody thought at the beginning of the year that Holomalia Gonzalez was going to be your starter at center, but he was unable to play the entire season. You know, what is his status? And then you're hoping some offensive linemen come through. I mean, when we did the exercise, Mike, of, you know, what were Boise State's best teams and best offensive linemen, it was when you had three starters that had started at least three seasons. So I think trying to develop offensive line and how well that offensive line does really opens things up for both the pass game and the run game. And for me, that's the position that I think needs to take the biggest step this coming year.
Beeler's in midseason form right here, Prater. Well, you know, I mean, geez, dude. I mean, I feel like it's July or August. I'm getting ready for fall camp here. Well, terrific.
Boise State players have been lifting and conditioning for a couple of weeks now. Bob's lifting and conditioning his mind as well.
Yes. Yes, I love it. Bob's getting ready for spring ball. Bob, in addition to all this football stuff, what's going on with the rest of the week, man?
We got basketball coaches show tonight. Abuk Hijab is going to be our men's guest. Jada Clark, a freshman, our women's guest. Of course, we'll talk with both coaches. That'll air at 6 tonight over on 670 KBOI. And then Friday night, starting at 8:30, late start, Boise State goes for the school record 14th win in a row. Wow. And with Auburn playing Oklahoma on Saturday in that Big 12 SEC Challenge, Davidson lost last night to VCU. So Boise State has the second longest winning streak in the country. If Boise State wins against Fresno, it's possible Auburn could get beat, although they're the home team. And wouldn't it be nice to have the longest winning streak in the country?
Gosh, yeah. I mean, that's tough to imagine, but seems like it's right there. Bob, enjoy the grind, man. Talk to you later.
Talk to you tomorrow from Fresno.
Good stuff, Bob Beeler. Tomorrow, Fresno State. Prater in the ball game. Prater, we're almost here on hour number two already. Quick first hour on a Thursday.
Holy cow, it's always fast to run here, ball game.
Rock Jocks, pop culture. Next hour, playing some trivia. I got some good ones. And how about this? What was the single greatest moment at a concert that you've ever had in your life? Start texting us now. Just name the venue, name the band, name the year. What was that one single greatest moment at a concert that you remember? 208-424-9300. Give us some good ones. But next, there's two former Boise State football players. I'm sorry, one Boise State football player and one former area high school player that are still chasing the dream of winning a Super Bowl. We'll talk about them next. Prater in the ball game, Idaho Sports Doc, Sports Radio The Ticket.
Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket.